President Joe Biden was in Raleigh yesterday touting his health care achievements as the general election campaign starts ramping up. Many of his comments focused on the Affordable Care Act, but he also discussed North Carolina's recent decision to expand Medicaid, spurred in part, he said, by his administration's COVID relief efforts.
80% of the folks on the ACA plan can get a plan for $10 a month. $10 a month. 21 million people covered under ACA. A 75% increase just since Kamala and I came to office. And that includes over 1 million folks right here in North Carolina. And on top of that, more Americans have health care today than under any other president. And it's saving American taxpayers money. It saves money. They talk about what we're spending. It saves the taxpayers money. It's cheaper to pay for preventative mammogram than it is to treat a cancer. And today, 100 million Americans can no longer be denied health insurance because of pre-existing conditions, whether you get your insurance through ACA or not. Nearly 25 million low-income adults have gained Medicaid coverage because of ACA, including, as I said, 400,000 right here in North Carolina because of Roy Cooper.
That's President Joe Biden speaking in Raleigh yesterday. President's been trailing Donald Trump in the polls over the last few months, but a new national survey from Public Policy Polling shows Biden up 1 point, 46-45, with left-leaning younger voters making up a big chunk of that undecided 9%. That's a signal that Biden's chances could be improving. PPP Director Tom Jensen explains why that might be.
Voters now simply know that it is a choice between him and Donald Trump. Somebody else isn't miraculously going to win the Republican nomination. Somebody else isn't miraculously going to win the Democratic nomination. So even though voters in aggregate don't like either of these candidates, they know this is the choice it's going to be. And I think that some people, maybe especially sort of on the more moderate Republican side, who hoped their party was going to take a different direction than Donald Trump, are sort of coming around to, well, I may not want to vote for Joe Biden again, but I guess I might have to do that.
That's Tom Jensen there. You can get that full conversation in the This Morning with Aaron Keck section of our website, chapelboro.com. Speaking of voting, the North Carolina Board of Elections yesterday officially certified the results of this year's primary. This was the first election with a new voter ID requirement and a new policy tightening the rules for absentee voting, and about 1,600 votes were not counted because of those restrictions. That's up from 800 in the 2020 primary, but still less than a tenth of 1% of the 1.8 million votes that were cast. Voting rights advocates say they're still concerned the rules are being applied inconsistently across different precincts. Turning to crime news, WNCN reports UNC football player Malachi Hamrick got sentenced yesterday to a year's probation and 48 hours of community service for underage drinking. Hamrick was part of a group, many underage, that was drinking in downtown Chapel Hill prior to a crash that killed UNC student Molly Rotunda back in January. That incident has sparked new scrutiny around the issue of underage drinking, especially following a 2022 national survey that found nearly 6 million Americans under 21 had consumed alcohol within the previous month. What's the state of underage drinking on the UNC campus? Noah Powell filed this report for Carolina Connection.
This UNC student's ID is from Maryland, but he's only been there one time. It looks totally legit. Barcode on the back, picture on the front, real name, fake birthday.
I'm almost 21, and so for the longest time, I was like, oh, I'll just wait it out. And then a few of my friends started getting fakes, and they were just going to do a bulk order. So they were like, hey, if you want to tack on, you're welcome to. And I thought about it for a bit and decided, yeah, what the hell.
We agreed to withhold the student's name for this story, because owning a fake ID is illegal.
If a lot of my friends are going to be going to, like, bars and whatever and having fun, basically just being 21 a year before they actually turn 21, then I don't want to miss out on that.
For a lot of students, the idea of being 21 a bit early is pretty enticing. But what is involved in getting a fake ID? The student was part of a friend's online bulk order. They uploaded their names and photos and paid $50 per person. But then how did they pick the state?
They normally try to keep it from the East Coast because it's more believable, so the surrounding area. The one thing that they never do is North Carolina. Because everyone knows how to spot a North Carolina license because it's what they're most used to dealing with.
The student says most people in Chapel Hill accept the fake ID, and sometimes he's not even asked for an ID at all. He says that's happened at Tar Heel Station, a convenience store on East Franklin Street downtown. If a business sells alcohol without even asking for an ID, that can be especially problematic. Tar Heel station manager Jennifer Woodall says the store was cited by alcohol law enforcement a few months ago.
In the past, yes, there have been issues with no carding. Since I've been there, I've been making sure anybody that's new that comes in, they get told to card. I actually made that mistake, and I'm willing to admit it. Right before Christmas, some of our students were gone, some of them were still here, but the cops were testing. And they brought in a kid that looked exactly like one of my customers. I mean, to a T doppelganger, could have been his twin. So I've carded this kid 1,000 times. The one time I didn't card him, he was 17. Now, I don't care. If you don't have your ID, you're not getting anything. Because I made that mistake once, it's not gonna happen again.
After the fatal accident, an ALE investigation found 2 underage students, including the victim, Mary Rotunda, were served alcohol at 2 Franklin Street businesses. They were still life and might as well, colloquially known as Ma. The state ABC commission will determine their punishments, which may include revoking their liquor licenses. The UNC student with the fake ID says news of the ALE investigation has changed his behavior.
I mean, Ma and Still are like staples of Chapel Hill, especially for people with fakes. Ma is notorious for being just the bar that takes fakes. So when all that came out, everyone that I knew with a fake or that like goes to Ma is very apprehensive about going. Me personally, I'm not going back.
We reached out to the management of Still Life and Might As Well by email, and we also visited them to ask for their response. Neither was willing to comment. The legal consequences of underage drinking aren't the only risk. The National Institute of Health says that the younger a person starts drinking, the higher their likelihood of alcoholism. Alcohol also can affect brain development, which continues into a person's 20s. Samantha Liu is the director of the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition, focused on underage and excessive drinking.
This tragic collision highlights the wide-ranging impact of high-risk alcohol use and the many points along the way where there could have been intervention. Underage drinking is potentially dangerous to the person who's underage drinking, as well as the people and community around them.
The ALE says their investigation is ongoing. 10 people, including 6 UNC students, are facing charges related to the accident. 2 of the students are Still Life employees accused of providing alcohol to underage people. In Chapel Hill, I'm Noah Powell.
For Carolina Connection, a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media that airs Saturday mornings on 97.9 The Hill. Speaking of campus, the UNC Board of Trustees has committee meetings today. Among other things, trustees will get details about the university's proposed budget for next year. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for more local news, including details about Lamar Joyner, who started this week as the new town clerk in Carrboro, replacing Wesley Barker. Joyner comes over from Buncombe County, where he served as the clerk for the Board of County Commissioners for the last 6 years. 6:20 your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Individual honors are still coming in for Tar Heel basketball star R.J. Davis. He was named yesterday as one of 4 finalists for the Naismith Trophy, which goes to the National Player of the Year. He and the Heels are back in action tomorrow night, facing Alabama in the Sweet 16. Carolina's got Final Four aspirations on their mind, but they already hit some milestones with their opening round wins in Charlotte, as head coach Hubert Davis explained on his radio show this week.
At the beginning of the year, I said, our goal is, one of our goals is, I said, we got to get to at least 100 practices. And so the new guys are like, what's the deal with 100 practices? Well, 100 practices means you get at least past the Sweet 16. And so all year, what practice is it? Coach, it's 67. What practice? And so last week, it was at 96. And I was like, okay, this is our last practice here. Okay, for us to get to 100, we're going to have to win the Charlotte Invitational. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have another practice at home. So we had practice this morning, and Armando, the first thing he said is, coach, tell the team what practice this is. And it was practice 100. And so we were like, okay, that means we're going to the Sweet 16. And he was like, let's keep going. Let's keep going. And I was like, that's awesome. And so it's something that we've been talking about all year. The guys have just keeping track of how many practices and understanding what 100 means is that it puts yourself in a position to advance in the NCAA tournament.
Head coach Hubert Davis speaking there. Meanwhile, on the women's side, UNC's Deja Kelly has been named as one of 10 regional finalists for All-America honors from the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. We also got some less positive news from the women's basketball team yesterday. Sophomore guard Paulina Paris says she's heading to the transfer portal. Paris averaged 6 points a game in 48 appearances with Carolina, but missed the second half of this season with an injury. Over to Bosshammer Stadium, where Carolina baseball got another win last night, 10-5 over NCANT. 24th consecutive home win for Carolina, continuing that great streak. Parks Harbor hit two homers to lead the way. Pitcher Matthew Matias got his 10th win, most in the nation this season. Tar Heels back in action this weekend on the road at Wake Forest, starting on Friday. Elsewhere in sports, UNC men's golf took 8th out of 16 teams at the Valspar Collegiate in Florida. Austin Greaser finished 5th individually. In the pool, big congrats to UNC diver Aranza Vasquez Montaño, just named Women's Diver of the Year by the College Swimming and Diving Coaches Association. And big congrats to Coach Yadel Gamboa, named Coach of the Year for the second year in a row. And on the ice, the Carolina Hurricanes took a loss last night, falling 4-1 at Pittsburgh. Canes are back home tomorrow night, facing the Red Wings at 7:30.